All right. Again, we have you on all the time, but
Conrad,
you're going to be where?
Where? Funny Bone Comedy Club, Naperville.
Okay. He's snapping, and that's making the freaks. I want to do
Listen,
Big Head Tony,
Tony
first.
Listen.
The freaks, they're not
hold on,
freaks. They're just hypnotized.
This is Big Head Tony. Hold on just a minute. We got his mom on the phone. Hello?
Hello?
Mama Big Head.
Hi, Mama Big Head.
Hi, Micah. How you doing?
Hi, Cindy.
Now, Gary, in all seriousness, do you realize that you are dealing with a medical oddity? If this was 20 years ago,
if this was
20 years ago, he would be behind a curtain, and in front there would be a man saying, hurry, hurry, hurry.
There's a man
a
cow
in
front of him.
Plastic bubble.
His head is three times the size of that of a normal melon. This guy is gigantic.
Was it a tough birth?
Yes, it was. No. I'm still suffering.
He is still studied. This is not every week he goes and he gets studied. They don't know why his head is so enormous. Anyway, listen, he's going to be here. He's hypnotized right now. He's completely under Mama Big Head.
Oh, my God. Is he going to be okay?
Fine.
Now, Gary.
As a matter of fact, that's part of the hypnosis.
What did you do? Now, right there, I can see Big Head Tony, his giant head like a balloon, so much in the Macy's parade getting caught in the wind.
Oh, my goodness.
I can see him rocked back and forth, much like the Goodyear blimp tethered getting ready for the Super Bowl. As his head rocks back and forth here. Gary, what did you do to get him into the state? He's completely out.
We told him to go to sleep.
No, what did you do?
Hypnotized him. We created an alpha brainwave state for your intelligentsia.
Your head is feeling. Your head is feeling very, very small. Your head is getting smaller. Okay, now, Gary. All right, I want to get Big Head Tony, the Mardi Gras man, to do more.
Sleep. All right, listen up, Big Head Tony. Listen up.
He is out of it, man.
Your eyes are open. Your mom sounded really sweet. So when your eyes are open, every time I say the term man cow, two things are going to happen. Every time I say man cow, Tom, you're going to moo like a steer, like a cow.
Now, and, Tom is one of our listeners.
Right. And Big Head Tony, every time I say man cow, you become another month pregnant. Third time I say a term man cow, you're going to feel a little kick and rumblings in your belly. Sixth time, you're going to know you're pregnant. Ninth time, you're going to lean on a floor right here. You're going to have the baby right here. And Diane, you're going to be the lady physician in attendance. You're going to yell, push, breathe. You're going to get that. It's a big-headed baby, So you got to really. We didn't expect him giving birth to a little-headed baby.
God.
Every time I say man cow, that pregnancy increases nine times. You've done it again. One, two, three. Eyes open, feeling good. And eyes open, everybody feeling good.
Can
everybody.
I ask him how he feels?
You want? Yeah, ask.
Plus Tony,
man cow.
Move!
Man cow. How you feeling, Tony?
Tony, how do you feel?
Tell man cow.
Like
how do you feel, Tony? Man. Seriously. Wait. Don't say anything. Let me talk to him. Move the microphone down. He is rubbing his stomach and you look like you're sick. What's wrong? What's wrong? Tell us.
I feel like I'm pregnant.
On the man cow show?
Moo!
The man cow.
His stomach is moving.
Man cow.
Moo!
Man cow.
Moo!
Tony!
God.
Tony, what's wrong?
Man cow show.
Tony, wait a minute. Man cow. Hold on, Gary.
Okay, he's
what's
leaning
Tony
back in his chair.
What's Tony feeling?
Labor pains.
I'm pregnant.
He's heaving. You know it's a butt baby. Oh, that kid's going to come out brown and stinky.
Oh, push. Get him.
Oh, Tony is in real pain. Look at his face.
Oh, God.
Phone girl, move the microphone to Tony.
Pull the baby out. Pull the baby. Pull the baby.
Right. Oh, my God. He actually had a baby.
Get that shirt. Get rid of that shirt.
Oh, my God. He's breastfeeding.
That baby's starving. Don't give him the baby yet. I'll hold the baby. Get that foot.
Tony's taking off his clothes, and he's breastfeeding now. Oh, don't throw that shirt over here.
He's taking off his shirt.
He's breastfeeding
with a rubber chicken.
just rock the baby. Rock the baby. Rock the baby on a man cow show.
Moo!
Congratulations, Rob.
Where's my camera?
My God. He is serious. Gary, how the hell? Now, hold on. No, okay, all
right. Talk to Tony. He's a parent.
Let me talk to Tony. Tony, what are you feeling?
I'm naked in front of everybody here. You know?
Can you feel that rubber chicken sucking on your breast?
It's not a rubber chicken. It's my baby.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
What do you see when you look down? Seriously.
I see my baby.
What does your baby look like?
What do you think a baby looks like? It's small, you know, wrapped in a little blanket.
The baby needs a new diaper.
The baby's making a mess.
Man, this
the baby just made a mess.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
I got to change his diaper. He's crapping his diaper. I don't have any diapers. I didn't bring them with me.
He's holding a rubber chicken.
Here,
guys.
Use this.
And he has
shirt. The chicken is like working his breast.
It's like
a pleasant thought.
Okay. I'm sorry.
This is too bizarre. All right, Gary, where are you going to be? He's wiping off the rubber chicken's hiney. All right, Gary, where are you going to be? This is the weirdest one yet.
Funny Bone Comedy Club, Naperville.
Oh, man.
Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow.
Saturday night.
Sunday sold out.
Big shot.
Yeah, almost.
I don't even know what to say. This is just the weirdest. This guy sitting here, our big-headed.
He's going to make.
He's dead serious.
Man cow.
Okay.
Going to make him the godfather.
Who?
God, the breastfeeding thing is a little creepy.
No.
No.
Tony, you know that men can't breastfeed, don't you?
Oh, he's out of it, man.
God.
Sleep, Tony.
Okay, they're going back to sleep.
Whoa. Stay in your chair, Tony.
Careful.
God.
Tony, your eyes are open. You're Van Halen, and you're doing it, and you're going crazy.
Van Halen.
He's Van Halen.
Drop dead legs. Pretty smile. Hurts my head. Gets me wild. Dig that scene. Giant butt. Just watch all the shakes on it. You dumb, but nothing else will ever do.
Wow, man.
You know that you want it.
All right. Get him out of here.
Van Halen breastfeeding.
Right, that was nice. That was real nice. Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's like falling over. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He went through a lot this morning.
Man, is he going through a lot. Okay, we're going to take him a turn here out on the street in just a minute.
That's right, man cow.
And, what?
Man cow.
And what the hell else, man? This is just so hard to watch. Hey, how about Anthony Edwards from ER on the show this morning?
That was very cool.
Luke Longley.
Yes.
And of course, you know.
Corey McFerrin, Tom Doerr.
The new song I have written called.
Oh, play that crap.
Alone
would
in
you,
the crowd.
Please?
It's a great song.
That sucks.
Man speaks the truth. Man Cow Muller on Rock 103.5 Chicago.
All right, 9:50.
Big Ed, Tony, your eyes are open. Nothing happened. You've been sitting here 3 seconds, 1, 2, 3. Eyes open. Talk to man down.
Hey, man, what's up?
Is he out of it?
Yeah, sure.
Do you remember anything?
No, did we start yet? We were hypnotizing the room, and then he said we were coming in here. And
do you remember breastfeeding a chicken?
No. Get out of here.
Turn around. There's the chicken.
Do you remember giving birth? Do you remember falling in love with a man?
No, I'm fine. What did you guys do to me? mom's listening to this program, you know, man.
Oh, yeah,
we talked to her.
We talked to her, too.
Do you remember my mom on the phone?
Hey, do you remember being cornholed by those 10 angry black men?
Okay, all right, yeah.